Over the summer, a Trump-aligned North Carolina pastor went after a Washoe County librarian online. Experts say it's part of a strategy to get evangelical Christians to vote for the former president. KUNR's Bert Johnson reports.
In early July, John Amanchukwu published a YouTube video calling out Debbie Steers by name. He was upset that Steers had spoken against book bans during a Washoe County school board meeting a couple weeks before.
Debbie Steers! Debbie! Oh, Debbie!
Amanchukwu is youth pastor for the Upper Room Church of God in Christ in Raleigh, more than 2,500 miles away from Reno. But he was at the school board meeting that day. His video was a kind of after-action report.
God gonna get you, Debbie.
Amanchukwu came to Nevada on behalf of Turning Point USA. That's a family of right-wing activist groups, which includes a get-out-the-vote operation for Donald Trump's re-election campaign. But he didn't talk about any of that during the school board meeting. Experts in Christian nationalism say Amanchukwu was in Reno to activate evangelical voters. And they say targeting a county employee is part and parcel with Turning Point's tactics. Matthew Bodie is an associate professor at the University of North Georgia. He's about to publish a book on Turning Point and its founder, Charlie Kirk.
Turning Point USA probably is about a $100 million organization. Turning Point Action is a different bank account, if you will. And they have said they're spending $100 million on this campaign season.
Kirk was originally trying to reach conservative college students, but Bodie says he adopted a new approach during the pandemic.
Charlie jokes at times that the colleges were not open, but the churches were open, and so he went to churches.
The result was Turning Point USA Faith, which has been sending Amanchukwu to confront school boards across the country for the last 2 years. Neither Turning Point nor Amanchukwu agreed to an interview for this story, but his appearances follow a clear playbook. First, he accuses officials of abusing students by giving them access to books he disapproves of.
For you to have a policy that says that in this meeting you're against vulgarity, then that means this board is a hypocrite if you endorse books like this to be in the school system.
Next, he'll read aloud from a salacious passage. Often, the board will call a recess or have him kicked out, all while a Turning Point film crew records the encounter.
And I urge Sabrina to move in closer and sniff them, to sniff her rectum.
Okay. All right, we're gonna adjourn, folks.
I motion for Sabrina to move.
In northern Nevada, Amanchukwu read from the 1991 horror novel American Psycho, but anti-LGBTQ rhetoric is his bread and butter.
Parents are bringing their children to watch men in a dress with hairy legs and a beard thicker than mine and longer than mine do nice things in front of kids. Corrupt things.
Amanchukwu's school board protests aren't just about books, though. They're also part of Turning Point's voter engagement strategy, says religion scholar Matthew D. Taylor.
They're trying to activate, especially in the swing states, these parents who are concerned about what's going on in schools and say the only solution is Donald Trump.
For Debbie Steers, the librarian at the center of Amanchukwu's attack, the whole incident was kind of funny at first. She says he'd already left by the time she got up to speak during that June meeting.
Boy, I guess I did something that really got under his skin. And then it just got creepier and creepier.
According to Bodie, that's a tactic Turning Point has been honing for years. Since at least 2017, the organization has kept a watch list of college professors who it says discriminate against conservative students. Bodie says his own work has landed him on that list. More recently, Turning Point created a school board watch list, which includes Washoe County. And in an era of growing political violence, Bodie's concerned that harassment could lead to dire consequences.
We've seen very specific people do very specific actions that are terrible, like going to a pizzeria in D.C. to find kids that are not there.
But Steers says even though Amanchukwu's video rattled her at first, the experience made her determined not to be silenced.
That's what they want. It's uncomfortable. My family is concerned, but they also know this is important. This is what I need to do.
The First Amendment is our most sacred American value, Steers says, and she's willing to fight for it. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.